to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axmytax.org.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Monday, September 29th, budget day. They may be voting today. If they don't get it done today, they have to get it done tomorrow. And also, there's going to be a new state senator in the 35th Senate District. As you remember, I complained about Governor Gretchen Whitmer not calling for a special election. The longest time period in the history of our state for calling for a special election to replace an empty seat in Lansing. The Tri-Cities area have been without a state senator since January of this year. Finally, the governor has called for a primary in February and a general election to determine the winner between Republican and Democrat for May of next year. It will be over a year and 5 months before the people of the 35th Senate District will have representation in the state Senate. Well, the ongoing favorite Republican we thought that was going to run for that seat was current state representative Bill Schuette. Little Billy, I call him. I've known him since he was a young man, helping his father, Bill Schuette Sr., pour coffee at Republican events going all the way back to 2010 when he was running for attorney general. Well, he came out and announced he wasn't interested. He's going to stay in the House. Another state representative, Tim Bassan, Republican of Bay City, just announced on Friday he's not going to run in the special election to become the next state senator either, saying that he's had a great opportunity in the House and that he's pleased with at least two of the candidates he's met already that's running in the field as announced candidates. Bassan called MERS News Service in between budget meetings, and he and other lawmakers hurriedly tried to polish off the details of the fiscal year 2026 budget for their committee. Only the three-term lawmaker, which means he's serving three terms now, has three more terms to go. He's the House Appropriations Subcommittee Chair on Licensing and Regulatory Affairs, known as LARA. Also, he's the chair of the Insurance and Financial Services Subcommittees. I was going to have a pig roast and say, let's cut the pork out of the budget. But it looks like we're getting it done. Bassan once owned a meat market and also is well known around town for being a great cook. Well, Bassan said he's met with both Christian Valaquez and a new candidate in the race, Saginaw-based Jason Tunney. And he feels that either one would make a great state senator. Also, two other Republicans have filed to run for the seat, but he said he hasn't had an opportunity to meet with either Chadwick Twillman or Andrew Wendt. Bassan said he would not be endorsing in the Republican primary. He's staying out of it. He's going to let the people decide after they hear the campaigns, they see the debates, they get the mailers in the mailbox. They see the signs. They see who knocks on the doors. They see who runs the most radio, TV ads, newspaper ads. And let's see who wins it. Bassan, being in his third term in the House, well, under the state's new term limit rules, thanks to Proposal A or Proposal 1 back in 2022, under those new term limit rules, he would not be able to serve two full Senate terms. He can only run for six or more years of service. Well, two Senate terms are 4 and 4 is 8 years. So right now, he can only run for 3 more House terms. Now, one of the candidates that he met with, based out of Saginaw, Jason Tunney, well, Tunney enters the race, who is an attorney in private practice, who served as vice president and general counsel for the family company Duralast, a manufacturer of commercial roofing products. The company was sold back in 2022 and is now a division of Wholesome Solutions and Products. Since then, he's been in private practice with his wife at Tooney Law. A former assistant prosecutor in Saginaw for 4 years, the 53-year-old married father of three said he started looking into politics during the pandemic, especially based on the restrictions that were put in place by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, which nearly shut their company down. While others, competitors in their industry in Texas, in Ohio, and elsewhere were all allowed to stay open. It was only after the company started making protective gowns and antiseptic wipes, where they then deemed essential and allowed to stay open, when that wasn't their main business. Their main business was commercial roofing products. But thinking on their feet, moving a little bit of their assembly production around, came up with protective gowns and antiseptic wipes. They then, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, called them essential and said, you can keep your business open. Well, thank you very much, Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Today, he said that experience does not set well with him. He noted that while the governor's ability to declare rolling executive orders was addressed by the Supreme Court, her authority to essentially shut down businesses was not. He started looking at politics and saying, maybe this is something I need to get involved in, because this was wrong for our company, and I'm sure it was wrong for many others. Another issue is that the governor has wasted, quote-unquote, state resources, end quote, in fighting Enbridge's offer to encase Line 5 in a tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac, as opposed to leaving it on top of the lake bed. Tony said that former Governor Rick Snyder brokered a common-sense solution for the oil line, but it's been held up in court the last 7 years. Tooney said he also supports bringing back the third grade reading law and making the state more attractive to businesses by reining in regulations and easing taxes. I love this state and the opportunities it has given me and my family. However, if we don't act quickly in Lansing, we risk not only losing our talent, but also our way of life. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead that change. Tooney went on to say that he's pretty well known in Saginaw, which is the larger populated counties in the 35th Senate District. Saginaw has more population than both Bay and Midland counties. Tooney predicted that his campaign will be, quote, well-funded. We will have the resources to go out and deliver a message to the residents of the 35th district, end quote, said Tooney. Well, right now, MERS has profiles of 5 of the 9 candidates who have filed for this special election. The deadline to file is 4 p.m. tomorrow, September 30th. So I'll be keeping an eye on that to see who else gets in and files today or before 4 p.m. tomorrow. But from what I'm hearing from this Tunney guy, I'm pretty impressed. You see, the China virus back in March of 2020 affected this guy's company. He was the vice president and their general counsel attorney for a family company that Whitmer and the lazy Republicans were in charge of both the House and the Senate back then, allowed the governor to do this to this company. Ultimately, the company had to be sold in 2022. He then went back to private practice with his wife. Well, this is personal for him. And because he's never been in politics before, he's a business guy, even though he's an attorney, and I highly dislike attorneys. This is part of the new process that's got to happen. And if he wins, now he can serve 3 terms in the Senate. He's 53 years old. He would be 66, his final year, if he serves all 3 terms. I'm going to reach out to this Tooney guy, and I'm going to see if I can get him on the show. Why? Because it's an important seat. If the Republicans get it, it's now gridlocked, the last year of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's governorship. 19 Democrats to 19 Republicans, and we got a split Senate. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Little housekeeping here, text messages coming in regarding the budget. Says, Robert, what do you say about the shooting arson in Genesee County? Nothing. I do Michigan news and Michigan politics. I have no time to waste over an insane, mentally disturbed individual following the hate speech that has been promoted by the Democrats in this state and in Washington, D.C., across the country. I don't waste my time anymore with any of this. This is totally 100% on the Trump deranged, absolutely deranged individuals in this country and this state. This is their fault. Their rhetoric, their hate speech that's been tolerated by Republican attorney generals and prosecutors is to blame for it. They want to shut down our speech? Then why don't we shut down their speech? This Trump derangement syndrome has got to stop. And it's their rhetoric that's causing it. So, sorry, not interested, not going to waste my time. Here is one other thing that has come up, and this is very interesting. The budget process would have been done differently had this governor called a special election back in January and allowed a February primary and a May general election and would have filled that seat in May of this year. I believe Honey and these other Republicans would have ran, would have won, and would have taken that seat, and we would have had gridlock in the state Senate. She did it on purpose in delaying calling for this special election, knowing full well that with a one-seat majority, she could get more of what she wanted in this budget for 2026, and it damaged the state of Michigan. This road funding formula doesn't go far enough. Spending $80 billion, which is what I believe they're going to end up at, not good enough, enough cuts were not made. And she did it on purpose. Governor Gretchen Whitmer screwed the people of the state of Michigan in next year's budget. She did it for political reasons, for her political ideologies, and the things that she believes in. So, the bottom line, we the people get screwed. Folks, you have got to go to axmitax.org and get a petition sheet. If you haven't done it yet, stop saying others are going to do it. Somebody else is going to do it. No, somebody else isn't going to do it. You're going to do it. We are going to do a nose count tomorrow. I'm working with Carla Wagner. Carla Wagner has signed a media consulting agreement with us. We have put together a give, send, go to raise money. We have to get $130,000. We have to pay give, send, go a percentage of that, and we have to pay fees to get these ads on radio, TV, and pop-up ads. We are dedicated to spending and raising and spending $100,000, all of it, on this campaign to get these ads running on radio, TV, cable TV, and pop-ups on your phones. If you get your news stories by clicking on a button for any of the major cable companies' news services in Michigan, you are going to be forced to watch the 30-second commercial. The 30-second commercial is very simple. It's very direct. You've been hearing it here on this station. We've played it for you. You have to understand that this is something that we are absolutely dedicated to. We have got to eliminate property taxes in this state. Period. End of story. If we don't do it, folks, this budget process is going to continue down the highway. It's only going to get worse. We are going to pay more in taxes. We are going to pay more in fees. And we are going to drive people out of this state of Michigan. If we don't get this on the ballot, it's our fault. Text me AXE, 231-360-5140. I will text you the commercial. I will also text you a link to their website, axmitax.org. You can hear the commercial. Then you can go to the website. In the commercial, there's a link inside the YouTube video. You can click on it and donate $5. In the meantime, you can go to the website, axmitax.org, and get a petition sheet, get 10 signatures, certify it, and mail it back. Do it today. Hour number two of today's show will be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axmytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axmytax.org.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 Good Words. Motivational, inspirational.